support you out there. What, did you have a prepared intro?
No, I was just thinking
that
how...
just came to you spontaneously. It's a scorcher.
Well, as we're waiting for the fan to wind down here, hopefully Pat pulled the right string. It looks like it.
You know, don't you have central air in this mansion?
Well, you know, usually it's freezing in this house, and it's always been cold. And it's usually cold even when it's hot outside.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things, but...
it's cave-like.
Yeah. Today, it's kind of really hot.
Yeah.
And we also got news that our landlord is planning to power wash the outside, so we were instructed to close all the windows.
Oh, good.
So I'm glad he picked the hottest day of the year
awesome. Thus
far to...
That'll be fun.
To make that announcement for us. So.
He needs to power wash the inside of this fucking
There's
place.
A lot
Honestly,
of things,
Gator, it's fucking...
A lot of
serious
a lot of
here.
Power washing needs to happen, but...
A lot of things need to get power washed.
Yeah, that is for sure. But
anyway, what are we drinking?
You know, I didn't bring the bottle in with me, did I? Oh, here it is. Found it. Sneaky.
Well, I know what it is.
Yeah, Beira de Miel, which is an ale flavored with honey.
Beira de Miel. From Brasserie DuPont.
Yeah.
People will bring you Saison DuPont.
Every other DuPont.
All the other DuPont.
Maybe DuPont Circle in D.C.? No?
Maybe.
Maybe the paint? Doesn't DuPont
That's not
paint?
Where this comes from.
No.
It's Belgium. Where in Belgium is this?
I don't know.
Okay.
Does not, well, no.
No. Still not.
The guy's name is Louis DuPont.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know our listeners are real up on their Belgian geography.
Yeah,
useful information.
We just have the Illinois geography show, so you know, let's not push our luck here.
But it is as advertised, beer with honey.
Yeah, it nearly killed three people when I opened it. Kind of a little lively.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm not sure this isn't infected.
Yeah,
because this particular bottle has this bottle been kicking around for a while.
You know. I got this bottle from you, Dad. Learned from watching you.
Man. Now you're going to call out my salesmanship, aren't you?
Maybe. I think maybe your salesmanship was better because you knew it was bad and then just tried to pawn it off on me.
I didn't know it was bad. I love this beer.
No, it's been sitting in my room since I bought it, so that's not exactly the best place
that was
to
like
store
yeah,
it.
That was like a month ago.
Yeah, so...
But it also came in a boat from Belgium.
Yeah, a lot of things happened.
So that's not the worst. The month in this room probably wasn't the worst part of its journey.
Yeah,
no, this is not a beer at its peak right now.
It's been sitting awkwardly, and I feel like it was, I just put it in the fridge, and I'm sure it got moved around, and then I pulled it out. And so it could have just been a little extra carbonation, but maybe not, though. I haven't tasted it yet.
This is one of my all-time favorite beers because it is brewed with honey, but they don't leave any of that residual sugar in there. So it finishes dry.
Yeah.
But you have that kind of background, you know, spiciness is the wrong word, but it's really hard to conceptualize honey without it being sweet.
Yeah. Tastes honey-ish.
Tastes like honey.
Tastes like bee nectar.
Without the sugar.
Stuff.
Yeah. Tastes like bee... Excretions.
Yeah, I love me some bee that's excretion mixed with some little yeast excretion.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's
my
the best.
Favorite kind of excretion.
That's the best.
I think this
it's
is
right.
This,
it's right up there.
This might have been what we poured all over ourselves during the boil order in Boston.
Oh yeah, right.
Mostly it was. No, not exactly.
No, there's a lot of animal excrement in there.
Yeah,
more than usual. No, but this particular bottle I think is past its prime. It's still nice. It doesn't have that fresh,
this
beer is much better fresh.
Yeah.
And this does not seem like a fresh bottle. It doesn't have that, like, crisp finish that I was expecting.
You know, I feel like it should have been colder, too. So maybe my refrigerator decided to get cold and hot and cold or something, too.
Could be.
I don't know. Because it's been in there over a couple days. Mm. So...
And DuPont, I love you. You know, you're one of the all-time classic breweries. But really, with the green bottle, you know?
True.
Really? We know enough about, you know, chemistry. This doesn't work.
You know, speaking of...
I know you've been doing it for 500 years, but...
Speaking of beer containers, Did you just hear that Harpoon is starting to put some beers in cans for the summer?
They're Harpoon doing
their,
in a can.
Their summer seasonal and their IPA,
yeah.
which I'm pretty excited about. I did have a discussion with my buddy at work who is anti-can.
Yeah.
Which I tried to...
To sway
steer
him back.
Him in the
this is
direction.
A pro-can podcast.
Yeah. But, and then he dug up an article of Sam Cooke from 1995 saying that cans tainted the taste or something.
I don't know. Wow.
But anyway, I'm pretty excited for that. There's a lot of good beers in cans, though.
So so he refuted your argument by pulling up a...
It was either 95 or
an article from 95 from this company's biggest competitor saying why their new product isn't going to work.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Good.
Yeah. So pretty much all of that.
No, I modern canning technology is, I feel as far as freshness goes, superior to modern bottling technology.
Yeah.
You get a fresher beer.
Oscar Blues
never sees the light of day.
Yeah, Oscar Blues makes some fantastic stuff. And,
they do.
All cans. Do they even make bottles?
They don't.
No. Can you get it on draft, I imagine? They must have
yes.
a brew pub.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's like.
Apparently out of control, because they're all completely insane hippies.
Oh, yeah. Just, yeah. Fantastic.
The one thing I do know about that, I've never been to their brew pub, but I do know they make a nut brown, and
really?
they don't have label approval of, and if you go on their website, it has... that, you know, there's only so many posters that were on every dorm room, and one of them was the squirrel with the giant testicles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I like that.
I don't know what you're talking about. If I said nuts,
it's like the squirrel with the big nuts. Like, yeah that's kind of, it could cause confusion there.
Yeah.
No, the squirrel actually has giant testicles. I forget what he's saying something, but anyway.
Something filthy, yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's what they put on the theoretical label for this beer that they don't bottle or can in this case.
It's kind of like my teabag ale.
It's kind of like your teabag ale.
Yeah. Do you remember the tagline?
It's also a ball joke. No,
it's not worth repeating, actually.
No.
But anyway.
Anyway. That's what we're drinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else is New Gator?
You know, not a whole lot.
Good.
Not a whole lot.
Good. Thanks for listening, everybody. I've had enough. This is gonna be a tough one for me. I got a. I guess the best way is to start at the beginning. I ducked out of work on Monday and went to Wollaston Beach. Great. You know, the summer is here. It's fantastic in Boston.
Yeah.
It was hot. It was hot today.
It's been nice. Very nice.
But the last week has been nice here. So I went to the beach. And no one said, "Hey, Ginger Balls, put some sunscreen on." Gator doesn't even know this because my face and arms, well, they're actually pretty well protected anyway.
I was gonna say you look tan now that because I never looked Pat in the eye.
Yeah,
kind of. We sit in a different room.
Yeah, exactly.
Front of us. I barely see him, but. He does look a bit tan.
I got some color this week.
I see around the collar, though, it starts to get a little brighter.
You know, with people of my complexion, you know, the neck is always an issue. And, you know, at this point in my life, the top of my head is an issue also. Things are thinning there.
That's the worst because then it starts to peel and people think you just have bad dandruff problems, but it's just because you're bald and your scalp is replacing itself.
Which actually, no, it's not dandruff. It's just skin flaking off my scalp.
I think it's different, though. I think it's a little different. I'm not a doctor.
Is it less gross? Is it?
I think you can go and use, you know, your Selsun Blue, and it ain't gonna cure your scalp problem from the sun damage you've done to it.
Well played. Yeah,
I think I'm not a doctor.
I guess. I don't know. Do we have any? Because we could test that out.
Yeah,
because I got that. From just dining al fresco for lunch.
From walking places in the sun without a hat.
But the farmer tan just, you know, okay, it happens. As soon as the summer months come, I'm done for anyway. But I actually had my shirt off at the beach. And I neglected the lower half of my body entirely for sunscreen. I got my chest is pretty good because I always miss a spot somewhere.
Yeah. you gotta. You can't possibly get them all.
So I have some random spot up here, but the thing that really screwed me was I was sitting in a beach chair, and you know, I'm not as svelte as I used to be, and so I was kind of the gut was kind of hanging.
Oh no!
And into the lap, apparently.
Did you burn the inside of your belly button?
Wait for it. Don't step on this joke. No. So, you know, I must have leaned forward, and the gut, like the bottom part, like the concave part of my gut, I think, I've done a lot of forensics on this, and it must have, because I put sunscreen there, but it must have rubbed against the swim trunks and come off, because I was reapplying 50 every 20 minutes. I still feel like ass.
Well, next time you got to reapply a t-shirt. I know.
Cause I got that. I've had some bad sunburns. This is in like the top 10 in like intensity. It's not covering my whole body, so it's fine. But anyway, we'll have to put this online because we'll have to take a picture because this is too ridiculous not to show Gator now.
Oh my God.
Look at this situation.
You know that you sure you don't
look
have
at these
like a
abs.
Rash?
Look at this situation.
You might have a rat. I like the bright red around the belly button too. That's,
yeah,
that's
not
my
inside
favorite part.
The belly button. The top half of the belly button was casting a shadow that actually blocked the inside of the belly button,
which is good.
Which
because,
is good.
You know, usually you don't apply sunscreen there anyway.
But really, like I'm pasty white, you know, here and here, not so much here.
Yeah, no, we need some photographs.
That needs to go up. But
that and it, did you get like your back and stuff? Or
my back's
just,
fine.
Your back, so well, just
not
that
spot on me. There's like under my right armpit and like man boob area. There's a little spot that I missed.
Sure.
Oh, and my legs.
Oh
just the,
yeah.
Just that completely
not,
neglected.
Not either side of the ankle.
The front
but,
of my legs.
But right
back of my legs.
I even think
fine.
He got his Achilles heel there. The tendon is. It looks a little burnt too.
Oh, this is
that,
the best part.
Oh, wow,
though.
It goes up. Oh,
it goes
man.
Up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I gotta get some color on the thighs. But there's literally a spot where I leaned forward in my chair, and the sunscreen from my arms must have rubbed off because there's a white spot.
Sometimes, or your hand was on your knee the entire time, you know, like reading a book or something.
No, probably not because I'm very active at the beach.
Yeah,
that was probably
active.
My problem in the first place. I rubbed off all the.
Awkward,
gut sunscreen.
Awkward sunburns, though.
I know.
I've had my fair share. I think I put the photo up of the one from Bonnaroo. I just burned the shit out of my foot and nothing else.
Just your
my foot. Actually, what I didn't post
there's no
was,
good way to properly sunscreen
well,
your foot.
I didn't bother, I think was the
wow,
issue.
Yeah,
it, got burned, it got burned between 9 in the morning and 12. Like 9 and 12 in the afternoon, and that was it. And I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot to put I can
oh,
feel
that's
the
right.
flesh on the top of my foot.
That's the worst, when you can feel, because then you're fucked.
Because it's not like I burnt my
leg.
There's
nothing you can do.
I just burnt the shit out of the top of my foot, and that was it.
Once you feel it,
it's already too late. Usually when you get a burn, you don't feel it until like 2 hours after you got back from the beach.
Yeah.
And you're like, going to get a shower, and the water hits
it's,
you.
It's,
like, oh,
it's like when you're 21 and you're doing pounding shots or doing a power hour or something, and you're like, oh, wait, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
And this is all going to get worse before it gets better.
At one point, when you stand up and you're like, huh.
Yeah.
So that's what that's where all that booze went.
Right.
But I also, which I didn't get a photo of, there's a random spot on my back shoulder blade that I'm assuming I was wearing a wife beater day one.
Obviously.
And it must have been, I don't know if maybe the wife beater moved over and then wiped the sunscreen away and then stayed in place. Because there is one really, really, really tan part of my back where the strap would be on a wife beater t-shirt, which is kind of funny. It looks like I have some weird birthmark or a rash or something.
Yeah, that's fun.
But just there. But I fell asleep on the deck of my house once and burned just the inside of like my knee and thigh area.
That's a good
like,
one.
Like awkwardly on both sides, nothing else, just there. It just happened to be the sun was there.
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
That's bad.
The all-time favorite though. I don't know if I might have talked about this.
Yeah, let's go over our all-time worst sunburns cuz I have a good one.
This is a great story though. I was in Hawaii And I don't...
I hear it's hot there.
Yeah.
It's sunny there.
It's pretty sunny. The equator's not that far away,
yeah.
If I remember correctly. And I, you know, laid out in the sun. I don't remember if there was sunscreen involved. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to assume not, just based on
we're
the
in a
end
volcano.
Results.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever. That's, you know, the sun is there. I'm enjoying myself.
Right.
I don't need any grease on me to whatever.
That is my favorite when you're just like the happy-go-lucky, like, fuck that. You know, I don't need, I'm having too much fun at the beach right now to put worry about sunscreen.
I don't have time.
I don't have time
to discuss SPFs here. I can't make that happen.
Can't even get into it.
So the next day or later that day, I don't know, but we get home and I had burned everywhere on my body that was not covered.
Yeah, having a great time.
The back of my knees, the inside underneath my knee was burnt.
Flew too close to the sun.
Backside everywhere was burned. And to the point where I would sit down and then I would go to stand up and it would hurt because the skin all over my joints was burnt like bright red.
Yeah.
Really bad. But not like, because, I mean, people get like third degree burn bad where it's blistering. This was just really, really, really red burn, but everywhere.
Yeah, nice.
And the next day, the other thing was, so we had like the aloe with lidocaine in it. Numbing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I lathered that all over my body.
Of course.
And we're sitting in the you know, hotel room or whatever, and all of a sudden I start, like, shaking because it's so cold and I'm so numb everywhere.
Yeah,
and, like, the AC's cranking. And it even – because, you know, when your skin's burned, it gets cold.
Oh, yeah. I'm absolutely radiating heat over here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you feel hot, but you're also shivering at the same time.
Yeah.
It's really weird. And I couldn't – I'd stand up and sit down. It would hurt. I couldn't move. It would hurt. I go in the shower. Even the cold water hitting my skin hurt.
Yeah, you're just medium rare all throughout.
But the next day, we were going scuba diving.
Right.
Never done that before. I don't know what that's like. But I was like, this is going to be cool.
Okay.
So, of course, I'm like, whatever. I'm just going to stand on the little canopy here and apply sunscreen and a hat and sunglasses and a sweater. I got a turtleneck on.
Yeah, because you have to go all out.
Yeah.
If that first day you got nailed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to have, like, the Michael Jackson look going the rest of your vacation.
Just zinc, whatever it is, the nose stuff, but everywhere.
Exactly.
Everywhere. But, you know, I'm going in the water. So, first of all, they're like, oh, do you want a wetsuit? I'm like, no way I'm getting a wetsuit. That ain't going to happen. Because you've got to squeeze into those things.
I'll stick to the Speedo, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's right. I'll stick to this red bodysuit I'm wearing, actually.
Yeah.
so whatever. I get in the water, you know, I get all suited up, and they put these, like, weights on you, so you
for
sink,
buoyancy control.
Buoyancy control, exactly. So I get in the water, and all of a sudden I'm sitting a little cockeyed in the water, but, like, down below a little bit, you know. And so the guy's looking at me. He's like, oh, and I don't know what he's saying, but he's motioning to
the underwater hand signals.
He's motioning that, you know, I'm a little cockeyed. So he goes, and I got this weight belt around me, and it's basically just a belt with, you know, metal.
Yeah. It's a piece of nylon with a couple of dumbbells, like, interwoven.
Literally,
in
that's
there.
It. It's just like it's like granite slabs just against my skin.
Yeah.
So I'm a little cockeyed. So he decides he's going to readjust. So he basically takes each side in both hands and just scrapes it across my sunburn.
Nice.
And I swear, there was probably just a brrrr, and then the bubbles come to the top with Gator. like high-pitched scream that, like, and like seagulls, like, flew away and fish swam and a shark went and just, you know, tossed itself aside.
A sea lion turns its head.
Oh, man. But that was probably the worst sunburn I've ever had.
Nice.
That was just bad.
My worst sunburn isn't as funny. Maybe it's as funny. It's not as good a story. I fell asleep on York Beach, and I was laying out, and I had my hands like kind of crossed on my chest, and fell asleep, and it was really poisoning. Like I should have gone to the hospital.
Yeah,
my entire body was purple. I was vomiting for like 24 hours. But that one patch, again, where my arms were, right in the middle of my chest, I had the handprint and everything.
That's pretty awesome. So
Thank God I have my friggin' socks hat over my face, too, or I'm going to need extensive plastic surgery.
Missing nose pieces, yeah. Lips burned off.
Yeah, right.
Never grow facial hair again.
Just singed every follicle on my face.
Oh, man. The sun is crazy.
It is. Yeah, so that's, if I'm moving a little slow today, that's why I'm a little...
Oh, man. It's funny because now Patty's sitting with his legs crossed, and so his pants are between his moccasins and his pant leg. It's just bright red.
Yeah.
But only on one side. The other side's white, and then there's some more red.
Yeah, I never flipped, thank God. I would have been in trouble.
Oh, man.
That was a good activity. I had one other activity that was funny.
Yeah, what else did you do this weekend or Monday or whatever?
Because the Celtics were played last night. We're recording this. What is it, Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah.
So that was game
four.
Yes, of the series. And so I was getting ready for that. I went to the grocery store to get some snacks for that.
Sure, yeah.
And it's the Fresh Market, apparently. I wasn't familiar with this establishment before.
Okay.
It changed my life, Gator. You laugh.
Fresh Market, yeah.
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I walked in. The first thing I saw was just barrels of candy. I was like, "Yes, this is my kind of grocery store." Lead me to the saltwater taffy.
You know what I saw the other day that I meant to pick up? They have M&M now makes pretzel filled M&Ms. You can get like the almonds, the peanut butter, the peanuts. Now you can get pretzel filled.
What the fuck are we doing here?
I don't know.
Not eating those.
If my hands weren't full of toilet paper and vitamin waters, I would have totally grabbed one over there at that time, but. Not so much.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But that's good because that brings me to my next point, actually, strangely enough. What a fat fuck I am. Yeah. No, but there was all this fucking candy, and then that was fantastic. I had to kind of step away from that. And then there's a row of just, again, like barrels, like old-time shopkeeper, like you take a scoop out and fill up a friggin' dime bag full of, like, party mix of various sorts. For like, just like all like $4.99 a pound, the Oregon, just like oh yeah,
the Oregon Trail like general store. It's like,
yeah,
here's
exactly.
Beef jerky, here's trail mix.
Exactly, and that's and the thing that I loved about them all is they all had because you have to have a name for every different one. You know, you got to punch in the computer some way. It's got to be a number on there somewhere. So you go, oh yeah, that's $5.99 a pound for whatever. It's all like mocha chocolate surprise. Like they all had names like types of weed have names. It's like types of party mix had names. It was like sticky pistachio cranberry, like country club,
Kit Kat crunk.
Yeah, exactly. So I got about a pound and a half of Mexicali Fire, and I was good to go for the day.
That's fantastic. Let's go check. Is that's down the street? Because we're neighbors now. I don't know if we mentioned that. Pat moved down the street.
We're kind of neighbors. We're neighbors.
Yeah.
Not really, though. We live in two different neighborhoods.
We do.
We both live on the outskirts of various neighborhoods.
That's also true. We have to move soon. I have to move soon.
You have to move soon. We don't cohabitate any longer.
Although I guess there isn't room available.
I suppose so.
That'll make the podcast so much easier.
I suppose so.
Now that Pat has to make that 8-minute walk down the street.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to walk. Yeah,
drive. We don't have to drive the quarter mile down the street.
I did drive here last week.
You know, Irene and I went for a run, actually. We went by your street.
Faggots.
And, yeah, well, you know. And apparently it's a dead end.
Yeah.
And it's a giant hill, but you don't know it's a dead end until you get up this giant hill.
Yeah, it's
dead
end. We
had to turn around and go back down the hill.
Oh, you thought you could make a loop up there?
I thought we could go anywhere, pretty much, but no, not so
much. Could cut through somebody's backyard.
We still have no idea which house was yours, but this is really not entertaining for anybody.
Yeah, I know. I probably shouldn't tell you. I'm not going to answer that question.
We can't even talk
about it. Oh, yeah. It's that way. Yeah, the big one up there. We never lock the front door. Yeah.
Yeah, we're the ones with the gold bars and the suitcase full of bills in the hall on the porch as well.
Yeah, no, I keep my fine wines and beers and my podcast recording equipment right there in the open.
Yeah, well, pretty much. Yeah, my actually, not even this weekend, but last weekend, had some good times. Friend Dawn Marie's birthday party.
Okay.
Pretty fucking awesome, man.
Went
bowling.
That's awesome.
You ever heard of a place called Westgate Lanes? I think it's Westgate.
I've heard of it.
It's in Brockton, maybe?
I think I
that
have
that area. I think she lives in Canton, so I think, is that near Canton, maybe?
Brockton isn't particularly near Canton.
I think it still is Brockton, though. Okay. If not, whatever. But best bowling alley.
How do you not know Massachusetts geography?
I don't live in Massachusetts. I'm New York. Leave me alone. I live in Illinois. I can tell you all about Illinois geography.
Bullshit, you could.
I could tell you where Aurora and Plainsfield and neighborhood
are. Yeah, you did. No one cared.
That's true. Nobody still cares. I think it was Brockton, though. Are they not?
Okay.
Is that not south of here?
What? Yeah, let's just move
whatever.
On.
Whatever. Who cares? I'll get a map. We need a giant map for the podcast recording so we can put pins in it or something.
They don't share a border.
No, but it was a decent drive between the two, but not like 10 minutes. Whatever.
Why are we still talking about this?
More importantly, this bowling alley.
You're at a bowling alley.
This fantastic bowling alley.
Scene, exterior, gator, bowling alley. Well, what happens? Yeah.
Well, actually, we walk in, and I'm kind of confused because we get in there, and in like the lobby, we're like kind of, because there's a whole group of like, I don't know, 15, 20 people, something like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a couple crane machines because, you know, you gotta rock the awesome candy arcade style games there.
Yeah. But a game that hard shouldn't have candy as the prize. Something tells me you're not going to want to eat that candy if you win.
I do like the one that you always win. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the crane game
always
where
good.
you play till you get something, unless it malfunctions.
You win a pocket full of beads. Fantastic.
Yeah, here's a small pox blanket and some airheads. Have a nice day. Nobody even gets the airheads. So we walk into the lobby and there's all these machines, and then to the right there's you know, this, I don't know, like a cabinet, but it has photos in it.
Okay.
And it's photos of horses.
All right.
And I'm like, why are there horses, you know, why isn't it people bowling?
Horses
bowling
can't
trophies?
Bowl.
Yeah, I've seen Mr. Ed once or twice. I've never seen him bowl. His hooves won't fit in the holes. It's just crazy talk. So I'm like, all right, that's weird. But we're also kind of, I'm not half paying attention, and, you know, we're meeting everybody, shaking hands, whatever. So we go play, whatever. So anyway, it turns out that this place has, so not only does it have bowling, it's got 10 pin, it's got candle pin.
Ooh,
which is good. You know, that's like, not a lot of places do both. But it also,
not that I have any interest in 10 pin, but they have both.
We played 10 pin though. Yeah. We did. And it's funny because half the kids there were in bowling leagues. Like some kid bowled a 200. Bowls a 200. Bowled like a 140 or something. I don't know. But
I strangely enough don't know what my bowling average is, Gator. Yeah. Go figure.
Weird. I was there bowling. I know what I bowled.
I know.
It's too bad though. You should find that out. Next podcast, we'll get Pat's bowling average.
Well, you've never shared in the podcast like the Gator origin story is like going from bowling alley to bowling alley as a child.
Yeah, it was just one bowling alley. And it was Stony Brook Bowl, and my mom was in a league, and I spent a lot of days in the daycare center there.
Nice.
They also had the off-road video game, you know, the one with the steering wheels.
Yes.
Best,
how
best
sick was
all
that?
Time.
How sick was that?
They also had Gauntlet, you know, the Valkyrie shot the food.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. Yeah. And then at some point they had the Simpsons.
The Simpsons, one was
game,
sick.
Yeah.
The Simpsons four-player game was fucking epic. The WWF one of that era was also really good.
Yeah, pretty decent. They always, the Terminator 2 one with the guns, I always wanted to play, but it was always like $2 for some reason. It was always expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But Off-Road is fantastic.
Off-Road's a good one.
Not to get off subject. Well, it's not really off subject, but
we're still in the bowling alley.
We're still in the bowling alley. But yeah, I spent a lot of youth in the bowling alley. Sure. I like bowling. Didn't do as well as I do with the Wii bowling, unfortunately.
No.
We were discussing that it would make sense if they made like a 12, 14, 16-pound weight that you could put on your Wii just to get the authentic feel. So, you know.
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. At least if you throw your controller, there's a lot more weight to go through your television instead of just chipping something.
That's true.
But anyway, so there's Westgate.
You could actually injure someone.
you could break some stuff.
Yeah.
You could fuck some shit up. But so the bowling alley's got candle pin, 10 pin. It's got pool tables.
Okay, I like where this is going.
And so it also has a bar. I think it has two bars. So
whoa,
which is I'm crazy. I know for a fact there's one bar, and I'm gonna go in there in a second and get myself a White Russian. Obviously, the bowling drink of champions.
Yep.
And so I take an order for everybody. I go in there, and I'm going to grab some drinks for everybody. And what do you think I see when I walk into this bowling alley?
I couldn't
this
even,
bowling alley bar.
I couldn't even begin to guess.
Off-track betting.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Betting on some ponies. Full, everything comes together. That's why they got horses on the wall.
Now I get it.
They got that and Keno, and, you know, they had a cigarette machine.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It's the best bowling alley I've ever been to.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, especially if I was, like, 16 and could pull off 21, you know, drink, get some smokes, bet on
some
horses. Oh, yeah.
I'm picturing you, like, with a Bud bottle in your hand and a pack of cigarettes rolled up in your sleeve. It's like bowling a strike. Like, this is the best day ever!
Victory! Pretty much, yeah. Actually, yeah. That happened. That happened. We'll see
that
if we get some video
happened.
Of that. Yeah.
OTB, really? Nice.
Yeah,
like
that's what I'm talking about.
Brockton,
so,
man.
Pretty much the greatest day of my life.
We need to hang out in Brockton more, I guess.
Or maybe it's not Brockton. Who knows?
Who knows where this place is? Good. Maybe it was a mirage. Maybe you dreamed all of this, Gator.
So it's also in, like, a strip mall, so there's every other store you could possibly want. And then literally across the street is Blanchard's. Blanchard's.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you really didn't want to pay for the drinks, you get as many nips as you want across the street and bring them over.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Pretty fantastic stuff. Yeah.
There's got to be a Chinese food place in that strip mall.
Probably. I think there was like a Macy's. I don't know. It was like actually a mall. I think.
It's an actual mall.
It's a legit mall. Like, it's not
like
there's
a fucking Hot Topic.
Probably. I think that's one of the criteria.
Right. Is this actually a mall? Wait a second. There's no Hot Topic.
No Hot Topic. There's a Hot Topic Express. Actually, does that count?
Sort of.
It's half a mall.
They have the blacklight posters, but you can't get like the up to date. the like up to date like teen band T-shirts. They only have they only have the really popular ones.
There's no adult toys. It's got the you know, the novelty items.
Yeah, just one sad pair of sex dice.
Yeah,
and like maybe some handcuffs,
fuzzy handcuffs, and a lot of gothic stuff with big spikes coming out of it. I think.
Yeah, they have just like a small rack with like 10 or 15. Yeah, you know, greeting cards with old ladies with saggy boobs and like male strippers and stuff.
Yeah. And then the ridiculously expensive like strobe light that you can get. That why would you ever buy a strobe light at Hot Topic? Like,
because it's awesome.
Well, okay, right. Yeah,
fucking hook it up to the battery in your van and get Mondo laid. That's why.
Yes.
Sweet velvet dragon black light strobe light.
All the essentials.
Man, I feel like we could do an hour and a half on Hot Topic.
Pat has had many a person help him move a couch into his van. Let's just.
I'm not going to refute that statement.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say about that. But yeah, I did some bowling.
Nice.
There were some really good good bowlers. There was
I like how you got hustled at the bowling.
No, they were legit team members of bowling. There was a whole group of them.
Boy, it's a fun activity. Yeah.
I might have the record for most spares, but not a strike,
yeah.
And not a very high score. If you don't get any strikes, your score sucks.
Yeah.
I bowled, I think, 140, and I had like 7 spares.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one.
It does nothing. And it was like 9 spare, 9 spare, 7 spare.
Well, that's the thing. If you clean everything up and finish out those spares, you're going to be okay. But
I wonder what 9 spares, like 9s with spares across the board get you.
Oh, you could do the fucking math.
Not really. It would take me
no,
a while.
You could.
We don't have an.
you don't have a sheet for the bowling?
it's not like the cricket dartboard.
I feel like if I had one of those scorekeeping bowling sheets in front of me, I could figure it out in like 20 seconds. But like to actually sit down with a calculator and figure out what that bowling score would be,
it's 19 times 10, I guess. So it's probably 190
so it's 190.
Plus 9. I guess, assuming your 10th frame, third shot.
I just stopped paying attention.
So 199. Let's say that. Somebody do the math and tell me if 199 counts. If you get 9 spare across the board and your last ball is a 9, because you get that third ball on the 10th frame there.
So, yeah, that's about right. If you clean everything up, you'll be around. If you clean everything up, you'll be around 200.
But if you do all that, if you actually hit them all down the first time, you get a 300. So, you know.
Yeah.
But
if my grandmother had 3 wheels, she'd be a tricycle. You know, it's not really relevant, Gator.
That's true. So after that, we went back to Domry's house and had like 37 Greek pizzas that were amazing.
Awesome.
And possibly the highlight of the evening.
I gotta wait. Give me a moment.
So yeah, because you'd think all the bowling and off track betting and White Russians would have been in.
Yeah,
but they bring out this ice cream, homemade ice cream cake. Fucking blows your mind. You had to see it. You had to be there to see it. And then on sitting on top of this is this flower looking thing.
Okay.
With all sorts of candles around it. Thing in the middle with all attached to. So we're like, okay. It's going to be interesting.
What am I looking at here?
It's a birthday candle is what it is.
It's a birthday candle.
It looks like a flower. I'll have to put up the YouTube video from China because I think her husband illegally found this in the black market in Chinatown somewhere.
Good.
I don't even know.
Good.
I don't think it's legal in these parts.
It shouldn't be if it is.
Yeah.
So it's a candle that looks like a flower.
There's
an
ant crawling on my foot.
Yeah, you live in squalor. Of course there is. You're glad it's not. I'm glad it's not a rat.
But yeah, there's this so the candle. It's got.
What are we talking? What's the diameter of this candle?
Four inches maybe.
Okay, so I'm picturing this like this is like a big honking Yankee candle.
But no, it's like a flower, right? So okay. around the circumference.
So the stem is not so serious.
The
but
stem.
Big and,
well, actually, I might have ruined my whole story already, but I'm trying to remember how it actually is to begin with.
I'm just trying to get a grip on what I'm looking at here, Gator.
Let's start over. So it's more like, so now I'm going to totally blow it, but it's more like an oval, like an egg-shaped thing.
Okay.
And all these, and so you light the top of it,
yep.
And once the flame comes down to a certain point, the thing bursts open.
Kind of unfurls into
and
this,
it's a flower,
this flower
and it,
thing.
And so that in itself, there's a giant flame at the start because there's all these like wicks,
yeah.
Like dynamite wicks
nice.
Burning down. And then
sparks are flying.
Yeah, it's
ash
crazy.
Going up into the ceiling.
So then it bursts open, fire everywhere. And then and then it lights the outside candles, obviously. And then it starts fucking spinning.
I put this on a cake.
And playing the happy birthday song.
That's fucking awesome.
It was amazing. It was the best damn thing I ever saw.
It ruined the cake. Nobody cared.
Yeah, nobody cared. No, the entire cake melted. There was a giant hole in the middle.
Yeah,
why
put that on an ice cream cake? That's an awful idea.
Oh, it was fantastic. Fantastic. I'll see if I can get a video of that. But, and it's funny because everybody was taking photos of it, and I was sitting at the table, like, by myself in the corner, so I'm in every stupid photo of this thing.
Here's Gator with the cake.
There's Gator's forearm. There's half his face.
Yeah. I like half the face. That's a good look.
That's how I roll. We also had a long conversation about toilets. And
weird.
So we need to do a live podcast from, apparently, there is a showroom for Toto. Not the band.
That took me a minute.
Not the band.
That took me a minute, yeah.
Not the
I was
dog
like, yes?
from the
everyone's prog rock favorite Toto. No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. And not the dog from The Wizard of Oz. The toilet. The shitter.
Yeah, I was like, where
Toto.
Else have I seen Toto?
Yeah. Which now might be a good time to actually give a little advanced notice. We're gonna have a little episode entitled it's a working title,
oh, yeah.
Work in progress, Name That Shitter.
Oh, yeah. Well, is it Name That Shitter, or is it Our Favorite Shitters?
I think it was...
there's got to be something more clever than Our Favorite Shitters.
Yeah.
I think that's more accurate, but Name That Shitter is more clever.
I think it was Name That Shitter because it was more of a not necessarily a contest, although maybe it could be
a contest.
But it was a matter of, you know, here's some photos of our favorite shitters.
Oh, that's right.
And
yeah.
you tell us
yes.
which one it is. You correctly identify 3 out of 5.
That's what we said at the production meeting.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
So
that's what we're going to do. So
that's going to be a good one.
I'll have to see if I can get a picture of Domery's shitter, actually.
You'll have to.
Yeah.
But there's a Toro showroom.
Anyway, there's a showroom, which is insane. And she's going
it's just
on.
Just like miles and miles of toilets?
Yeah. But like the creme de la crap of the of the shit industry, but apparently you know there's the obvious you know the seat lowers itself. No, the no slam seat.
Yeah.
The you know, the low water amount.
Yeah.
Which actually, there's Dom Marie's has the no slam feature, and then it has the you can press one for number one and the two for number two, and it's varying.
I like
of
that
water.
Policy. I like that policy.
You know, instead of if it's yellow, let it
That's
mellow.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. So it saves a shit ton of water. Yeah. No pun intended.
Yeah.
But
was that even a pun? I think you just said exactly what you meant.
But she went to the showroom and they're like, yeah, there's these, you know, heated seats, obviously. There's these insanely hand-painted.
I like how the heated seats are obvious.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, come on. You need a heated seat. But there's the hand-painted porcelain, you know, with, you know, from, you know, with small
what
children.
What a way
in
to
Asia.
Make 30 cents an hour, painting the inside of a toilet bowl.
I mean, it's and there's
that art school degree is really
my favorite though is the remote control bidet.
Oh yeah,
that
that's
might
a big
be
one.
My favorite. Yeah,
that's a big one.
But she said she went in there and it was just like, you know, the 14 carat shitter, the, you know, everything.
I'm hoping it's like a high pressure sales situation where some like douchebag in a polo and khakis is like, well. This model.
This bidet here, the high-pressured bidet sales. Is that another pun?
If you...
Oh, man, this is going to get worse before it gets better.
We need to stop talking about toilets.
Oh, man.
No, that'll never happen. We'll stop having a show.
Yeah.
The day we stop talking about toilets is the day that we quit the show.
Yeah, I actually have another shitter story, but I'm going to save that one.
Save that one, good.
Finish this up quickly, though. The best part was Dawn Marie. She's like, she'd done a lot of research because she was getting her bathroom remodeled or whatever for her house. And, you know, all these different ones, she wanted something that was, you know, was efficient, you know, et cetera, you know, strong plumbing, et cetera. And so the showroom also happens to have live pipes. Like, you can actually flush these things. Like, it's legit.
Well, I guess it's like you got to go lie on all the beds. And
I mean, I don't know if you can just, you know, they pull a curtain around, you can drop a deuce. And
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I bet you could. But the best part was she calls up and she's like, you know, she crazy. I think Boston is like one of the few places in the world, in the Northeast, that has a Toto showroom, you know?
Yeah.
And you have to make an appointment.
We totally need to pretend we're a couple gay dudes building a mansion.
That's exactly what I tell Dawn Marie. I was like, we're going to do this. This is going to happen. Me and Pat are going to show up.
Well,
and we're going to make an appointment because you can't just...
There's an Art Deco theme in the first bathroom.
You can't just show up. You need to make an appointment. You need to clear your calendar
space.
And
the Greek motif upstairs. There's a lot of white marble. I don't know. And the black marble in the fifth bathroom.
We're kind of... The other bathroom's kind of a throwback type of thing. We just really want a floor-to-ceiling urinal.
We're going to have to get our story straight.
Yeah, really.
How big the house is, how many bathrooms, what the decorating theme is in all of them.
Yeah.
Then we'll do a credit check and find out that I can't afford any of these toilets. The toilet's worth more than my car.
Yeah, we're going to need some collateral for this toilet.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You can't even test drive that toilet. We have the credit test drive.
Yeah, sorry, sir. Put your pants back on. We just ran your credit.
Yeah, it's like when you go to buy a car and they photocopy your license to a test drive. Like, what are they?
Pat, sit up on this photocopy machine. We're going to take a scan of your ass. We're going to need a major credit card.
Scan your ass to a major credit card.
Oh, we need a toilet seat molded to certain specifics. Oh, man.
Oh yeah, that's they have like a fitting for you. Like when you go to get a tailored suit, they measure everyone.
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so.
Why else?
God. Yeah, schedule that.
Yeah, let's find that. Let's do that. Let's make that happen. Set some time aside. Oh, but anyway, so
good toilet humor.
I mean, that was
literally
that was Dom Marie's party. Off track betting at the bowling alley. Fantastic candle work on the ice cream cakes. Greek pizzas, fantastic stuff.
Good times were had by all.
Yeah, and Toto, a lot of Toto. I also managed to leave my sunglasses there, which was not a good move on my part. But, So that was a couple weeks ago. This week, we just watched the game, and we played washers all day outside, and it was fantastic.
We're into the really nice We're into when it's really cool to live in Boston.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
It's super nice out. And especially, like, in our neighborhood where it's all friggin' kids. Like, you know, we're on the old end of this.
Yeah.
We've been coming to the same party for 12 years.
Yeah.
But I was just watching the BC kids that are graduating this week, all week at work. It's like, ah, man, was anyone ever so young, wide-eyed and impressionable?
Yeah, and I love that the days will get longer for another couple weeks, too.
Yeah, that's true,
the best part. And
absolutely.
Then it gets kind of humid shitty. Well, not even humid shitty. It just gets... Because, like, it was, like,
late
70.
August and September is tough.
It was, like, today was almost 90.
Yeah.
And humid. But the last couple days, it was 70 and gorgeous with a breeze.
Yeah.
So, I did not make it down to the half shell for the Welcome to 1995 event with Gin Blossoms, Marcy Playground, and... What's the third one there? What's the?
You were a lot more into this than I was. Like, you texted me about this thing, and I was like, yeah, you know, frankly, it doesn't surprise me that they're rocking the free concert circuit.
With Collective Soul
Collective
headlining,
Soul.
You weren't going to show up for a free concert?
Yeah.
No, we didn't go. I wasn't really that
How
pumped about it.
How far has your star fallen? If you had, like, didn't all of those bands have number one hits at one point?
Sex and Candy's got to be Marcy Playground. I mean, Collective Soul had a whole bunch of hits, but I can't name any of them.
I can't think of a single song.
Is it Gel, I think? Dune.
Oh, right, that one. No, I have no fucking idea.
I don't know. Every time I try to hum something, it turns into the Superman theme or Star Wars.
Good.
So
that's just the soundtrack to your life. Go
ahead. And Gin Blossom, they have a song that is escaping me too. So maybe I'm not really. Maybe this wasn't the show for me.
No, maybe not. It's a good thing you missed that one.
Yeah,
but yeah. How far has your star fallen? If you had a number one hit at one point, and now people are like, eh, maybe I'll go to that for free if all three of them are there.
Unless you've been around for, I'm gonna put the number at 30 more years, maybe 25 or more years.
Well, God bless them for being working musicians.
Because,
still,
well, I was just going to say, don't knock the half shell because the summer concert series
Did you
usually.
Just say duh?
What?
Did you just say duh?
No, I said don't. I said don't knock the.
I think you said duh instead of the.
Don't knock duh. Duh half shell. Yeah. It's a lot hipper than you
think.
I think
you said duh as an article.
It's a lot hipper to half shell, all right? But no, we went and saw. The Beach Boys, I don't know, a couple summers ago, with none other than
original
John,
Beach Boys.
No, probably not. Well, unless you count John Stamos on the drums, John Stamos.
If John Stamos is the closest thing to a Beach Boy.
Who? I don't even know. They must have somebody left. Does Brian Wilson not tour with them anymore?
No.
Because we saw him solo, and it was fantastic. Yeah. But actually, no, who's, there's one guy, Mike.
Oh,
Mike
yeah,
Love,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
He's
yeah.
still around. He's like the only guy.
Yeah.
I think
well, that's like
guy.
That's the weird thing, like you know,
but
like
I mean,
Leonard Skinner still tours as Leonard Skinner.
Yeah,
with the A, they have two drummers on stage, and the one who's I'm guessing the one who's mics turned down a little bit on all those drum mics is the one who was originally in Leonard Skinner.
Probably. Yeah. Well, and, if you want to, I would say the classic case is probably the Temptations. There's
yeah, right.
I think. There's one guy left. I don't even know if he plays with them anymore, but I think there's only one guy, and I'm talking one guy out of, you know, obviously the original whatever, but out of, like, the 20 people that have played, there's still only one guy, but he was actually the original. He just happened to survive.
Yeah, he made it that far.
Yeah, I was actually just reading something. I think they played the half shell, like, the year before, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And the baritone's, like, 26. You're like, wait, what? Like,
yeah, you know?
My favorite like this, I don't even know if this is true, if this is actually going to happen, but and if it's not true, well, fucking sue me for slander, I don't care. is that Kiss,
don't take Pat's microphone away and his
and
his beer cellar.
Yeah, right.
We're gonna need all your belongings.
Yeah,
send you for everything you're
worth.
Can't
get fucking blood from a stone. But it was Kiss. You know, had Ace Frehley and Gene Simmons were the only two still touring with Kiss. They had some random guy playing the drums and some random guy playing.
Now, do they wear makeup or not wear makeup?
Well, they wear, yeah, the drummer's wearing Peter Criss makeup and all that stuff like that.
Star Child. You know, but the thing is that Gene Simmons probably has all that shit trademark where he owns it anyway.
That's the thing.
He owns Star Child or whatever, so that's, you can pick any schlub off the street and put him on there.
Therein lies the issue, where I heard a rumor that the next Kiss tour is going to be called, not Kiss, because it's kind of cheesy to call it Kiss, but the Kiss Experience.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. I think I heard about this.
Gene and Ace aren't going to go.
Yeah.
It's going to be four fucking dudes dressed up like Kiss, bunch playing of, Kiss songs.
A bunch of scabs. Maybe if the lead singers from Collective Soul, the Gin Blossoms, and Marcy Playground are available,
I think so.
They might have a gig.
I think so.
That's funny. That's almost like some sort of boy band, like reality show. Are you sure he's not setting up a reality show where people win that?
I'm sure Gene Simmons is setting up a reality show every time he gets out of bed in the morning.
Well, maybe this kid will be in it. Is this kid
singing? I don't know.
Music?
They all creep me out.
Yeah.
They all creep me out a lot.
Definitely.
The whole tribute band, obviously this has been done and done over, but the whole tribute band thing is just weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Tribute, well, yeah, no, it's pretty weird.
Yeah. I can't believe, like, Badfish plays sold-out shows in big venues.
Sublime, though, played forever even without Bradley Nowell died, you know, like, an album in or whatever, two albums in.
Yeah.
Three albums, I don't know. I don't know music. I don't know.
Apparently not. No, they
died.
They didn't call it Sublime.
Oh, they called it, was a low.
They called it whatever.
Long Beach All Stars.
They had various other groups. Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like, Lynyrd Skynyrd has no business, I think, calling themselves Lynyrd Skynyrd anymore.
Yeah, not exactly. No.
Oh, I mean, well, my favorite thing, Lynyrd Skynyrd opening for Lynyrd Skynyrd is 38 Special. That's the band that they all got in after the other guys and Lynyrd Skynyrd died.
That's like cheating.
Yeah, right.
That
doesn't even make any fucking sense.
The other one.
Now that we're on Lynyrd Skynyrd, I've been sitting on this joke for a while. It's a really, really strong anti-gun policy in Lynyrd Skynyrd. Didn't see that one. Well, you know, think about all the, just on all the music, the Saturday Night Special, and then 38 Special is the name of that other band.
Yeah.
But there was, now I can't even think of the other, now I'm stepping on my own joke. But I feel like Give Me Two Steps has a lot of, you know, anti-gun rhetoric in there.
I think it's more like, don't shoot me, though. It's like,
yeah.
I'm running away, and please don't shoot
yeah.
me. I slept with your daughter, don't shoot me
right.
in the face with a shotgun.
Well, Saturday Night Special, at least, is pretty clear. Pretty clear gun control message there.
Not fans of the NRA, apparently.
Apparently not.
No, who knew? Charlton Heston, not a fan of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
Little known fact about
Chuckles. Right. Yeah. If I was based on everything else I know about Lynyrd Skynyrd, I would not guess they have such a strong anti-gun stance, but
true.
They felt they needed to express that in their music.
Yeah. Speaking of music, I can hear my roommate playing Metallica Rock Band outside my door.
Nice.
Hopefully that gets picked up
nice.
In the background
nice.
Of all of our podcast.
Maybe that's time to take it home, go play some Rock Band.
It could be. It could be. All of
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can move with this sunburn, but
it's also swelteringly hot in here with the fan off.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's true.
Before I pass out, I did take my L.L. Bean fur-covered slippers off.
Oh, good.
I thought that was
yeah.
That and was then an ant crawled on me, and I screamed like a girl.
Yeah. No, we were all here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, when we get into, like, deep music talk, it's kind of the same as when we get into, like, real deep sports talk. It's like,
nobody cares.
Nobody cares what we think. You know, there are people who do this for a living.
There are musical critics.
We're big on beer and wisecracks.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really want to – you don't want to hear us break down anything.
Really.
you just get our take. Yeah, as far as, like, a historical background on Lynyrd Skynyrd, no, I'm not going to give you all the facts. I don't know them.
I'm going to give you a lot of half facts and make up a lot of shit.
Exactly. And that's why we're on the internet.
Do you want to talk about our website there with the ads? You want to talk about that?
Oh, speaking of the internet.
Yeah. Yeah,
we have one segue. Of those. Yeah. PatentGator.blogspot.com is where you can find us.
Yeah.
And, we took out ad space.
We took out. So
because fuck you guys. this shit ain't free.
Yeah. So if you click, you know, 700 times, you might get a nickel or so.
Yeah.
You know.
No, we love all of our sponsors, I'm sure.
Sure.
I can only assume that they're products that I personally endorse.
Me and Pat kind of did this because we hoped it would be hilarious when we pulled it up and saw what was on the ads.
Yeah, I love the fact that there are targeted ads for people who listen to this show. That whole concept just made me laugh.
But, I mean, right now we have an ad for AC power adapters.
I love those. And I really support that one.
I'm a big fan of
only products
all
I
the
use.
Voltage. They are high quality. And then also $29 laptop universal adapters.
Perfect.
You know, for all your adapting needs.
You might be listening to this on a laptop right now.
Yeah.
Probably need a power adapter.
We're recording this on a laptop right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. We have a power recorder, whatever the hell we're selling.
Yeah, I don't even know. You know what was funny on the main? That was the Pat and Gator stuff.blogspot.com. The main page right now is rocking, I don't know what the Vilcek Foundation is, but they celebrate Lost, which is funny.
They do great work.
Because that finale just happened. I could talk about it, but Pat doesn't watch it. So
I've never
silly.
Seen a frame of that show.
Yeah.
I could never care less. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I wasn't a huge fan of it. It's slowly feeling a little better about it.
Yeah.
But, meh, whatever. Yeah. It's another show with a shitty season finale like they all are. They're all shitty.
They're all shitty.
Never been a good one.
I think it was good.
So,
I remember we had the disagreement at the time. I thought The Last Sopranos was brilliant. I don't care what anyone says.
Is that right? Yeah. I know. Meh. Jimmy Kimmel did a whole spoof on it. He had all the Lost people on after, and they did the Sopranos Lost alternate ending, which is pretty fantastic. But again, if you don't watch it, it means nothing.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry that we can't talk about Lost on the podcast, but we could. I literally don't know anything about the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. Actually, frankly, I don't know how I avoided it. Everyone I know was into that show.
I didn't get into it.
How long was that show on for?
6 seasons, but I didn't get into it till probably the third or fourth, and I just caught up. And
yeah.
Like, I actually, the only season I really watched was this most recent one where I actually would watch it. I was working, so I'd DVR and I'd watch it that either that night or the next day or whatever. But.
Sure. I feel like that's how everyone does it now. No one actually makes a TV appointments anymore.
Yeah. It's weird because the Lost finale had, I don't know, 7 hours of shit
that
was going on. And it was from like 7 till 11 o'clock and then from – or 11:30 and then midnight.
It was like the goddamn Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was $900,000 per episode. It was a lot like the Super Bowl. Did I say per episode? I meant per commercial.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
For commercial. The only good ones were Target ads, which we would only get if you watch Lost. So, again.
Great.
They had the smoke monster, and then they had an ad for a smoke detector. It's funny.
Great.
It's funny if you know what any of that means.
All right.
Yeah. But that's our ad space on our website. And
And
click on them, I guess, or don't. I don't care.
No, buy the products we endorse. Obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I love AC power adapters.
Yeah, they're good.
They're our favorite type of adapter.
I can't believe there's no, like facial hair that hasn't popped up.
Nothing about even beer.
There's nothing hilarious.
Let me refresh this. Let me see if there's new ones.
Well, how many people advertise on the goddamn internet?
Everybody. Oh.
Everybody's selling boner pills and Indian prescription pads.
Free wine tasting.
Hey!
At Julio's Liquors, over 3,000 wines in stock. Antique and vintage wine. I don't know.
Julio's in Shrewsbury, right?
There is one, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's
Shrewsbury. Well, Shrewsbury is the center of the universe.
That's a business we actually support. We like those guys.
Yeah,
they have a killer beer department.
They do. They're one of the best in the area.
Yeah, totally.
Shrewsbury is the center
of the system
universe.
So the system works.
To tie in our completely shitty Lost talk moments ago, the best part of Lost was when it was over and they put on the local Channel 5 news. And the top, the first segment was about, I don't know, some guy died and somebody robbed their family. But it was a guy from Shrewsbury.
There you go.
And they were live in front of Town Hall in
Shrewsbury.
Sad
story.
Yeah. Well.
Tragic.
It was actually, again, why Shrewsbury is the center of the universe. I was watching the finale with Irene and she is looking at the guy. And basically the thing was the guy died like a year ago, but somebody broke in and stole like all of his, like, a bunch of valuables and stuff, but they also stole his, like, last words to his kids and shit.
Nice.
Which was you know, complete, like, why would you take that? I mean, whatever. But but they had a photo of the guy that had died, and Irene's looking. She, he goes, or she says, she's like, that guy looks familiar. Do you recognize him? And I'm like, no.
No.
I don't know. Some old man that's dead. And so she has to look up, you know, his name, and she goes, holy shit, I worked for that guy. He was my boss at like Mass Health and Fitness in Shrewsbury.
It's a small world.
Where she was a lifeguard for whatever in during high school or whatever. So
small world.
Yeah. And also that week, Shrewsbury talk style was the Pearl Jam concert.
Oh yeah.
They.
I'm surprised it took this long for this to come up.
Eddie Vedder gave a shout out to Shrewsbury.
Do we know why?
No, I guess I wasn't there. In fact, our friend James, who's another super fan.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. we need to get him on to do a whole Shrewsbury thing. Maybe we can get Brigley up too. You know, he's also a super fan, I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe I'll take that week off.
And James can co-host. We'll get Brigley on. But anyway, he wasn't at the show either, but his friend was at the show, and his friend heard it, and I did some research. And
it actually happened. It did happen.
And it was before or an intro into, was it Elderly Woman Behind the Counter or something like that?
Yep.
So, I don't know. I think he was naming small towns, and he named a couple others, but Shrewsbury was on the list.
Okay. That's fun.
But, Shrewsbury. Rob and Rich Dudes and getting shout-outs from Eddie Vedder since as far as I've lived there.
Awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, we got a website, we got a Twitter page.
We got a website. Meter. You know all this.
You know all these things. Hopefully our next podcast will involve superfan Christina.
Is that our next scheduled podcast?
Yeah.
Nice.
If she can schedule some time, she's coming in, flying in. She's flying in specifically for the podcast.
Fantastic. Coming in She'll from be California. An in-studio guest?
Yeah, hopefully.
Awesome.
Hopefully we can make that happen.
In-bedroom guest?
In-bedroom guest. Oh, well,
that's not as sexy as it sounds. Because right now it's me and Gator, and I got a pretty gnarly sunburn.
Yeah. Although I did slip into something a little more comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, next time, there might be a robe involved.
There could be robes. We could get a bottle of...
I'm not dressed for the occasion.
How does that go? We'll get a bottle of wine.
Okay, get a bottle of brandy. Yeah, on robes, see what develops.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do all of those things. On the next Pat and Gator Presents.
I know. That's obscure SNL reference and no one will get. Anyway.
Too late. Next podcast.
Nice.
And Pat loves you all.